I'm joined now by phone with Michelle Ellis. Michelle is a member of Chronic Pain Ireland, is here to speak with us about the Waking Up to Pain campaign, an awareness campaign to highlight the issues, and is also here to tell us about her own particular story. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. Thanks for talking about this topic online or on the radio.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much for joining us, Michelle. Before we get into how your life changed and you became part of Chronic Pain Ireland and your own experience, can you tell us a little about the organisation, what they do and the services that they offer?
Yeah, Chronic Pain Ireland, you can find them online, you can ring them. They're just brilliant. They're dependent on funding, a little bit of funding they get from the government, but they're dependent on donations and membership. So they provide workshops and talks that you can go to. The membership is only €22 for the whole year. They have provided me with courses like art therapy, music therapy. I have done autogenic training with them, which is using the mind and really getting into the body and relaxing it as fully as you can. Mm-hmm. They're really about educating people, who need to know, like the professionals, the medical world. They're involved with research. They provide a newsletter every month and tell you what's going on. They have a Facebook page. They're just amazing. And when I really needed them, they were there.
And that's...
the courses that you do are really educating you about helping yourself. So it's all about self-help and self-management.
Well, that's great, and it's great that such organisations exist. The name of the organisation, Chronic Pain, it certainly gives the impression of somebody who is enduring ongoing distress. And I guess by its very nature, it can be almost hidden. Somebody can be seen just out and about and yet still experiencing pain. People may not even be aware that it's happening to them.
Absolutely. It's completely invisible.
That's the word I was looking for. Yes, invisible.
Yeah, yeah. And people, like, you just cannot get chronic pain unless you have chronic pain, because people are used to having a dose of something, a pain in the tooth, and they go to the dentist and it gets sorted. Somebody might experience sciatica and it's a terrible, terrible pain, but it resolves in time, or they break something and it's a terrible pain and it's acute. So they all heal, thank God. But chronic pain, it's every day and it's everything. So everything you try to do, it's with you and it's wearing you down, because
it's ongoing.
It's ongoing. And people don't, they talk to you about how's your back, and they kind of say, have you got a bad back? And you're like, yeah, that's the way they understand it.
Yes.
But they just don't understand that, you know, the flu is gone and the person is better, and then they're over it. It's like, are you not over it yet? Like, is it not finished with it? Are you still going on about that? Or that's just the feeling you have. Mm-hmm. You become very sensitive in yourself about what people want to hear. Are you talking too much about it? You know, they don't really want to hear this again. And so you can become very, very isolated or very vulnerable, you know, especially the thinking. The thinking is tough. And as you said, the endurance, the distress, and the sadness, the anxiousness, everything else is heavy.
It's the same with all human conditions. We only ever fully experience and understand something if we ourselves have to endure it. So people who would use that phrase dismissively, the bad back, just because they haven't experienced it ongoing, they couldn't possibly know what it feels like.
No, no. And thank God they don't, you know.
Indeed.
Thank God that they have something that can be helped and treated. But unfortunately for me, it's the whole central nervous system, because it's literally from my head to my toes.
And this happened when you were very youngish, in your 30s, Michelle. Tell us, please. It seemingly seems such a, not a simple incident, but it's obviously had life-changing, long-lasting effects. Could you tell us how your life changed and what caused it?
So I was working as a teacher in a special school, and I was just on yard duty, and a student just innocently picked up the basketball in the court and it was time to go in. So he took it with his hands and he kicked it with all his force, and he was a great football player. And it was students with a mild learning disability. So you'd walk by them on the street and they'd buy and sell you. You wouldn't even know they had a disability. Mm-hmm. And he kicked the ball and it hit me in the middle of my back with full force. And I actually got a moderate whiplash in my neck, and my pelvis was all tilted, or my hip was rotated. And from that day, like, I can pinpoint it to the day, you know, from that day, 11 years ago this November, I have had pain from that day. So I literally, from my neck down, I just went into numbness and could hardly walk and, you know, had to shuffle. And my whole system just took the brunt of it. And from that, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which was quite quick for me, because that can be years before it's diagnosed, where I was diagnosed. So it means that I have pain in the top half of my body and the lower half of my body. So there's over 18 points where you could say I have pain. And it varies from day to day. So migraines and headaches in the head, fogginess, pain in the neck and shoulders all the time, the low back, my left leg, my SI joint, my feet. It's the front, the chest, it's literally from head to toe. But it varies from day to day how bad it is or where it is, you know. So it's, but in the 11 years, I have been very well educated through places like Chronic Pain Ireland, Arthritis Ireland, the Irish ME Trust. I'm very proactive. So I've done anything that's been offered to me that I can do, I have done. So I found a lot of things along the way that can help me. And I'm just blessed with my husband. He does everything. You know, if you want to know how I am, like you said, you might not be able to tell from my face, but you can tell from his face.
Well, that's a lovely thing to be able to say that. Obviously, your career was curtailed at a very early age then, your teaching career.
Yeah, I was 33 when it happened, and I took early retirement at 35. Mm-hmm. So there was just no getting... I tried everything for the 2 years, and I actually burnt myself out, and I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome separately because I burnt out. And it took me 6 months in bed even try and get moving a little bit. So that was the end of the teaching. That was the end of work for me, and the work then became managing my illness and my symptoms on a day-to-day basis.
And obviously still being responsible for your family.
Well, that's it. I have two teenagers now. They were only 5 and 6, you know, they're only little boys. So it was very, very tough for a very long time, but they're amazing kids, you know. We're a very close family, and I am blessed with, they'll help and they'll check in, and they're so good, because I could be gone to bed by the time they're home from school. I could be gone to bed and not up again till tomorrow. And the weekend I could go to bed and I might not see them for the weekend. Like, they're up on the bed talking to me, you know, so... I'm in the house all the time. So I've found things that I can do to help myself, and to, I think the mood has always been the biggest one. And I have counselling, and there's great expense because the health system is just so poor. It just doesn't help people in chronic pain. You might see a pain specialist, but you could be waiting 2 years, and then you could be waiting another year for a procedure. So everything that you do is at your own expense. You know, you go to physical therapists and physios and reflexologists and Reiki, and all the alternative therapies are amazing. But it's all at your own expense. So there's a big expense on my family, which brings an awful lot of guilt and feelings of you're taken away, you know.
Well, from what you've described there a moment ago, Michelle, the word guilt wouldn't seem appropriate, because you seem to have great support from both your children and from your husband, so... That shows a united family, most certainly. Other challenges that you faced then, being given up your career at such an early age, that in itself is a challenge. If we hit life-changing events that put our life on a different pathway, it can be very difficult to adapt sometimes.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chronic Pain Ireland were a great assistance for this. Did you find anything positive at all in our health service? Was there anything at all that was of help on this journey?
What I was blessed with was I went privately to one pain specialist and unfortunately had a bad experience. And I was told about another pain specialist, and I would love to name her because she's just fantastic. Her name is Valerie Pollard and she's in Beaumont Hospital. And I used to go to her privately. But the infusion that she wanted to give me, which would help my pain and fatigue, was only available in the public system. So I was put on the waiting list for the public system. And at some point she said, "Do you know, Michelle, I'm going to swap you all your chart over to the public system," because she was able to offer me then psychiatrist appointment and physio appointment and put me down for a pain course.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're so, so limited and so, so stretched in the public system. It's just shocking. You know, my infusion that I get helps me so much, and I should get it at least twice a year, but the waiting list is so long that I'm only called once a year for it.
Please go on, Michelle, continue.
So you're just left in limbo, you know, and it's not that they're like this pain specialist and her nurses and her doctors, the people she works with, they're tirelessly working. Like, she's run down, like she's burnt out, like working between the public, the private. You see her in the hospital and she knows who you are, like she remembers you, like the, she really wants to help people, but like she's fighting for beds to try and give people procedures and infusions. She's fighting for nurses, she's fighting for everything. And they're just, so many people have pain that it's just disgraceful that there's not multidisciplinary available for everybody.
Yes.
So everybody needs to talk, everybody needs to be listened to and feel like you believe, because the big thing is people don't believe, or you feel like they don't believe what you're saying, you know.
And did you get that experience? I can understand how you might get that experience from uninformed members of the public, but you wouldn't get that experience from professionals, would you, that would doubt you?
Oh, yeah. I was with a pain specialist, and he had been treating me for a little while, and I went to him this day, and he saw me, and he said to me, "I don't know what you want me to do. Like, you're saying your pain is from your head to your toes. Like, what do you want me to do?" And he says, "Well, the injections that you give me in the main areas do help." And he says, "But like what you're describing is like you're just fed up with life. You're fed up being a mammy. You're fed up with your work. You're fed up with everything. Like that's really what's wrong with you."
So he was a negative person that was no use to you.
So negative. So you have to find people that you can work with. Like you have to find people who really want to help you, because you can't give your energy because you're so limited in your energy and you're so sensitive to people's energies that you pick up on the negative and it really knocks you. And anything that I do, I pay back for. So if I do this now, I'll be in bed later, but I'll feel an accomplishment.
Of course.
Like I've done something. But I will. I'll be in bed for a few hours just to try and recoup, you know, the energy that it's taken just to...
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your story. What is the forecast for you? Will medication be reduced? Will there be any alleviation of the symptoms in the future?
Yeah, no, I'm in a very good headspace right now. And for the last 4 years, I've been reducing medication on my own very, very slowly because my system is so sensitive and I become overwhelmed. And it's actually the emotion that gets me. It's like a depression that sets in. So I have to very slowly reduce. So I have a couple of years left, but I've come off a tablet. I've really reduced it another tablet. So I'm doing well, and I'm using things like the alternative therapies. I practice Reiki. I practice meditation every day. I sit and do my jigsaws. I've lots of things that have helped me, and I exercise just at my own level on a daily basis. And I'm actually in a really good place right now.
That's good. That's good positive attitude. Yeah.
Yeah, it's down to all the things that I have learned along the way, and you kind of take a little bit of what works for you out of each course or each talk, and it becomes your little mantra or your little daily to do or to mind yourself, you know. But I feel very positive, and I feel very blessed, and I actually feel worthwhile as a person again. I have my voice back. That was gone for a long time. I just stopped talking about everything, really.
Oh, rightly so. You're right to feel that way. And for those who are listening that find themselves in a similar situation and are looking for support, how can they go about contacting Chronic Pain Ireland and get involved?
Yeah, so if you look up chronicpain.ie, that will bring you to their website, and all the information that you're looking for is there. And you can become a member, and it's the best thing that you'll do. And you'll find that there's support. There's other people out there. You don't need to be alone. Even if you're in your house every day, you don't have to be alone. You can become part of a Zoom and, you know, meet people through the online system. Or you can phone. They have a phone line as well if you need to phone. And, yeah, Arthritis Ireland is out there as well. And there are other places, but Chronic Pain Ireland has been number one for me.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Well, Michelle, I wish you well. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And I must admit that it's to your credit that you're able to pick the positive aspects out of it. And we wish you well on the years ahead and hope that things improve. And thank you for speaking with us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Michelle.
Michelle, just before you go, we got a message in from Patrick here. We got a message in from one of our listeners to say, would you have any information, or would you know anything about a chronic pain condition that's called myositis?
I wouldn't. Now, Chronic Pain Ireland might have somebody who exactly has that condition. So it would be the chronicpain.ie, the website. If they get in touch there, or even on Facebook. There's Chronic Pain Ireland has a Facebook page, and you can ask questions there to members.
Okay, Michelle, listen, as David said, thank you very much for taking the call, and we wish you the very best.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Bye.